Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Dr. Patricia Green back on the show. Patty's been a member of our Brain Trust now for more than 11 years. She's professor of entrepreneurship at Babson College. She's managing the Goldman Sachs 10,000 Small Business Program, which we're going to talk a lot about today. In fact, there's a couple of those programs that she's working on. I've asked her to tell us about the new one first. Patty Green, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's great to be back.
Always a pleasure to have you back. Patty, you've been telling us about the 10,000 Small Business Program for a long time. The 10,000 Small Business, that's what it's called, 10,000 Small Businesses. Goldman Sachs is sponsoring it. But you were telling me recently that there's a new one that you're working on that's focused on women in other countries.
Actually, Jim, this was the first program.
Well, that's right. That's right. It was the first one. Thank you for correcting me.
It ran for a number of years. It hit 10,000 women in emerging economies around the world. It touched 43 different countries and made a huge, huge impact. What we're working on now is phase two, is looking at what have we learned from all the different curriculum tested, all the different exercises, everything we did. How do we put that together now and test a global entrepreneurship curriculum for women around the world?
And that one, what did you find about women around the world? What was different about women entrepreneurs and around the world?
I think the biggest finding, Jim, is what's alike, what's similar, because there were a number of different curriculums that were tested, and it really comes down to there are X amount of things you need to do to grow a business. And please remember, this isn't startup. It's not turnaround. Mm-hmm. They're not even mostly micro businesses. These are sustainable businesses.
Right.
And you may do things in different ways in different countries, but the same number of things really have to get done.
You know, when I travel around the world, and I always make sure I'm either there specifically to work with small businesses, or I take an opportunity to if I'm there. The one thing I've noticed is how similar a small business owner in Stockholm is, how similar they are to a small business owner in Chicago.
A lot of differences. You're absolutely right.
But fundamentally, they are all worried about the same things. They're all concerned about, they all want to accomplish the same thing. They want to grow their businesses. They want to provide for their families. They want to, they're worried about, the being competitive, those things are the same.
And hiring people. Mm-hmm. Hiring people and taking care of them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That is one that I think may stand out more in some countries than others. Desire to create opportunities for others. It comes across as incredibly important for many of the women.
And it's more difficult in other countries than it is in the United States, isn't it?
Not always, no.
Well, in Europe, I know you got the problem of you can't fire people.
That's true. You can get them.
You can hire them, but you can't get rid of them. So that makes a big difference.
It does. But then in some other countries that we go into, frankly, it's a lot less expensive to hire people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in some of the, like in the United States, some of the other countries,
right.
The question of benefits, the eternal health care question is always
right.
up there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, those are the things that are different. Again, you have to do the same thing as hiring great people, but how you do it, things do get different.
Do you see women entrepreneurs as an emerging force in around the globe, and women business owners? The ratio is getting closer, isn't it, men to women?
Depends on the country, but certainly in many countries it does. And for that, there's a lot of good research that if people are interested to go to the GEM, the Global Entrepreneurship
right.
Monitor.
That's how you and I just first met.
Annual reports. And about every other year we have one on women. We're just starting the next one. And if they just go to the Babson website, www.babson.edu, you can find a whole list of reports on different countries and the entrepreneurial practices in those countries.
You know, that gem is I started reporting on that in 98, the very first one. And that's how you and I met each other, is through me following up with you guys on helping to sponsor that. That was a great report. Patty, you got another website you want to give us for the 10,000 businesses?
Absolutely. I think the best one to go to is probably go to the Goldman Sachs 10,000 Small Businesses website.
All right.
Because there we've got not only the reports, but also the information about the program in case anyone would like to apply inside the United States.
When we come back, we're going to talk about some of the key findings that they've identified in the work that they've been doing with these 10,000 businesses. After these messages, perhaps you'll see yourself in these numbers. 10, no, 22. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.